Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 28 degrees. The news at 5 o'clock is sponsored by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Spiraling relations between the United States and Ukraine after Friday's Oval Office diplomatic meltdown. A shouting match between President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance and Ukraine's President Zelensky.
Sources tell me the Trump administration is now considering cutting off all ongoing shipments of military aid to Ukraine. And this is a strong signal of this dramatic plunge that we've seen in relations between wartime allies, even though at this point it's unclear what the effect of that would be on the battlefield.
ABC Selena Wang. Zelensky now in London, where he met with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer. That went much smoother.
We stand with you, with Ukraine, for as long as it may take. And I hope you heard some of that.
Agencies across the U.S. government have begun sending a second email to federal employees, again demanding they list five tasks they completed at work last week. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announcing he's running for New York City mayor. This is ABC News. Nine states now reporting measles cases, and the number of cases in Texas where an unvaccinated child has died climbing once again. The state reporting 22 new cases since Tuesday, bringing the total there to 146, with at least 20 people hospitalized. Almost all of the cases are in unvaccinated individuals or those with unknown vaccination status. The 97th Annual Academy Awards tomorrow night. So what about those Google searches?
Timothée Chalamet is up for Best Actor this year, and Google Trends expert Nick Byrne says movie fans are curious about the young actor.
I think we've seen a kind of spike in searches around, has Timothée Chalamet won an Oscar? And I can tell you he has been nominated in the past, but he hasn't won yet.
Also getting attention, the stars who didn't score a nom.
For Denzel Washington, around his kind of film for Gladiator 2, and also Angelina Jolie for Maria.
Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
And I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Hello, cooks and bakers. If creating home-cooked meals is a regular part of your life, Whitaker's Market is the place for you. Our bulk food department is bursting with ingredients of all sorts for baking, plus dried fruit, nuts, seeds, grains, spices, dried beans, and much, much more. Fresh, reasonably priced, and there are lots of organic and gluten-free choices as well. And on Tuesday, if you're 65 or older, you get 10% off everything you purchase. See you soon. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good afternoon. It is currently 27 degrees in Richland Center. The forecast for tonight calling for a low of 13. For tomorrow, Sunday, 41 with warmer temperatures and pleasant, and Monday, 50 with some light drizzle in the afternoon, possible fog in the evening. Right now, after the daytime high of 28, with winds around 4, it is 27 degrees. Our news update will begin in a moment.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
I'm Phil Nee with a look at news. Many dairy farmers and processors are feeling the impact of the Trump administration's funding freeze. Rebecca Sweeney with the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association says the Dairy Business Innovation Initiative has been a successful program. It reimburses small businesses for investing in their futures.
This program has made their business more resilient. They've added jobs. They've created new products. They've expanded into new exports. export markets. They've returned greater value to their farmers.
Sweeney says USDA has confirmed the funding freeze. Sweeney says DBIA has 88 Wisconsin awards in process with nearly $6.5 million in outstanding promised reimbursement. A Wisconsin Republican congressman has introduced legislation that would repeal a federal program that provides funding to states to build their electric vehicle infrastructure. Wisconsin was awarded over $78 million through the Biden administration to develop fast charging stations across the state. So far, $23 million has been allocated for 53 of those stations, including the first few in Chippewa Falls, Menominee, and Ashland. The bill from Congressman Tony Weed could cost Wisconsin about $55 million allocated for the EV chargers. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the approval of stewardship funding for Friends Grants to 28 nonprofit organizations for improvements at DNR properties across the state. The State Building Commission approved the funding, which includes 32 projects for a total of $430,877 in stewardship fund grants, leveraging $660,847 in matching contributions and $3.4 million in total project costs. The Knowles Nelson Stewardship Fund was created in 1989 to preserve important natural communities, protect water quality and fisheries, and expand opportunities for outdoor recreation. Within this program, a portion of stewardship funds from the state's biennial budget is used to support important recreational projects and improvements at state properties. Many construction and property development projects at the DNR state parks, trails, forests, and other state lands are made possible with the Stewardship Fund program's annual funding. Stewardship funds also support several DNR-administered grant programs, including grants to DNR Friends groups. Through the Stewardship Friends Grant Program, the DNR partners with Friends groups and nonprofit conservation organizations to improve facilities, build new recreation projects, and restore habitat on state properties. Projects approved to move forward in the grant award process include Friends of Devil's Lake State Park for accessible campfire rings and grills, Friends of Governor Nelson State Park for the Hogan House Restoration Phase 1, Friends of Mirror Lake State Park for accessible outdoor cooking grill replacements, and Friends of Wildcat Mountain State Park for horse camp trail improvements, Phase 1. A group of American citizens and immigrants is suing the Trump administration for ending a legal tool presidents have used to follow people from countries with wars and political instability to come to the U.S. temporarily. The lawsuit filed Friday night seeks to reinstate humanitarian parole programs that allowed in 875,000 migrants from Ukraine, Afghanistan, Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela who had a U.S. legal resident for a sponsor. President Donald Trump has been ending legal pathways for immigrants to come to the U.S. and implemented campaigning processes to deport millions of people who are in the U.S. illegally. Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez spoke to a crowd at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet Wednesday night. Our Path Forward was the theme of the evening as she highlighted the success of rural election gains in the Wisconsin Senate and Assembly during the 2024 election season. Rodriguez said it was the work of local Democratic parties that generated the success of statewide elections. She further emphasized that rural voters are the soul of the Wisconsin State Democratic Party. Rodriguez said the continued success of the Wisconsin Democratic Party lies in being able to reach neighbors on common ground and make room for disenchanted voters who share the same values. Rodriguez shared her thoughts about reaching out to people you know, and that it's not facts and data that make the difference, but the relationship between you and your friends. Diversification of messaging covering all media platforms will be key to attracting younger voters to the message of the Democratic Party. The event was hosted by the Democratic Party of Grant County and drew individuals from surrounding counties as well as the state of Iowa. The 11th annual Beat the Cabin Fever Dance is going on today in Lone Rock until 7 o'clock this evening at the Lone Rock Community Hall, hosted each year by the James P. and Michael Sullivan American Legion Post 383 Auxiliary. It offers 8 hours of fun for everyone to raise funds for the Vets' Role to send veterans to Washington, D.C. The estimated cost to send a veteran on a trip is about $850 per veteran. The day includes lots of food and auctions, and the Crossfire Band is now playing until 7 o'clock. The 11th annual Beat the Cabin Fever Dance happening tonight at the Lone Rock Community Hall. Proceeds from the event will go toward sending more World War II and Vietnam-era veterans to Washington, D.C. this coming May.
You'll love an A&W Root Beer Float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Is your future chieftain ready for school? Riverdale Schools will be hosting 4K screening on Tuesday, March 4th. This is for children who will be 4 years old by September 1st, 5-year-olds who didn't attend 4K this year, and 3-year-olds who may have developmental concerns like speech, motor skills, or social development. Give your child a great start. Call Sarah at 608-739-3101 or email sarah.williamson@riverdale.k12.wi.us to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Schools, where learning begins.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time. The next time you're out to dinner with friends, you can order the shrimp cocktail for the table. And maybe you'll realize it only comes with 4 shrimp after you've already given away 3, but that 1 shrimp will be so good. And if you switch and save hundreds, you could get shrimp all the time. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shrimp. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Here are today's vital statistics. Rudy Dean Dobbs, 79, of Townsend, died Tuesday at Aspirus Wausau Hospital. Funeral services will be held Thursday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the Felton Cemetery with military rites provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 11 until the time of the service at noon. Rudy Dean Dobbs, 79, of Townsend. Richard Dick Sadler, 74, of Lone Rock, died Tuesday. A celebration of life will be held Thursday from 3 until 6 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green with words of remembrances at 6. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Civil Air Patrol, Upland Hills Hospice, or to a charity of your choice. Richard Dick Sadler, 74, of Lone Rock. Maureen Keene, 90, of Richland Center, died Friday. Funeral services will be held at noon this Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will be held at a later date in the Pleasant Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Friday from 10 until the time of the service at noon. Maureen Keene, 90, of Richland Center. Kent Friedland, 72, of Richland Center, died Wednesday of a sudden illness at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held next Saturday, March 8th at noon at St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church Saturday, March 8th from 9 until the time of the service at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Kent Friedland, 72, of Richland Center. And Dorothy Ann Baroker, 93, of La Crosse, died February 18th at Hillview Healthcare in La Crosse. A graveside prayer service will be held at the Willow Valley Cemetery at a later date. Memorials may be sent to Willow Valley United Methodist Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Dorothy Ann Baroker, 93, of La Crosse.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You're listening to WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. We are going to continue to have a decrease in winds. Eventually, they are going to be on the calm side as we head into later tonight. We will have mostly clear skies and brisk temperatures expected as we get overnight into tomorrow, lows dropping into the low to mid-teens. For Sunday, mostly sunny skies and warmer temperatures are expected. Overall, a pleasant day for the beginning of March here. Highs in the upper 30s to low 40s. Winds from the southwest up to 5 miles per hour. For our Sunday night, we are looking at an increase in clouds. Lows are going to be a slight bit cooler. We're looking at lows in the mid to upper 20s. Winds from the southwest and then the southeast up to 5 miles per hour. Monday is going to start off the week with partly cloudy skies, and some light drizzle is expected in the afternoon. Possible fog in the evening hours as well. Highs in the upper 40s to low 50s. Winds will be coming from the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Heading into Tuesday, we are going to have mostly cloudy skies with increasing amounts of rain throughout the day. The heaviest amounts of rain are expected during the overnight hours. Some of us could be getting up to an inch of rain by the end of Tuesday. Highs are going to be in the upper 40s to low 50s. Wednesday is going to be a bit cooler. We're looking at mostly cloudy with increasing winds through the day. Heavy rain will eventually turn to mixed precipitation and eventually snow later on in the day. A few inches of accumulation is possible for Wednesday. Highs are, as I said, going to be a bit cooler, looking at mid to upper 30s for Wednesday. Thursday is going to give us mostly sunny skies as we continue getting into the second half of this week. We are going to have lighter winds as well and slightly warmer temperatures. We're looking at upper 30s to low 40s for Thursday. That's going to be the same thing for Friday with a few more clouds, looking at partly cloudy skies. Highs are once again going to be in the upper 30s to low 40s for the area. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg. Have a great rest of your Saturday.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 27 right now with sunshine. Yesterday's high was 52. The morning low today, 15. A record high set in 1992 at 64 degrees. Record low, 20 below zero in 1962. Last year's high, 51, and the low, 33. Sunset will happen at 5:50 this afternoon. Sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 6:37. Right now in Richland Center, after a daytime high again of 28 degrees, northeast winds at 3, barometer at 30.21, and a trace of precipitation early this morning. With some sunshine, it is 27 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
You're only as old as you feel. Maybe a cliche, but it holds some truth. Exercising can boost your energy, improve your mood, and lower your stress. At Simon's Recreation Complex, they have many older adult members who prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And don't worry about your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted memberships through programs like Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs cater to all fitness levels and abilities, offering over 20 water and land exercise classes each week. You'll also have access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether you join a class or work work out solo. Improving your fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to discover why many of the adult members in the community call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Call 647-8522 or visit simonsrec.com. WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Sports sponsored by members of WRCO Sports Booster Club.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, they guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. We'll be going to the state WIAA Individual Wrestling Tournament live here in just a few minutes. Following the March of Champions, they'll be getting toward the state finals in the divisions, Divisions 3, 1, 2, 3, and we'll be having that for you in just a little bit. There's girls basketball tonight in the area as well. Division 5, Kickapoo is taking on Aliva Strum. Also, Alma Pepin and Blair Taylor. Belmont and Barneveld are meeting, and River Ridge is taking on Schulzberg and Schulzberg. Division 4, Mineral Point is at Cuba City and Belleville at Argyle Pecatonica. In Division 3, Prairie du Chien is at Platteville, Altoona at Wisconsin Dells. Games coming up tonight, all beginning at 7 o'clock in basketball for the right to move on to the sectional level for girls basketball. The number 11 Wisconsin men's basketball team will start the month of March with a road contest against number 8 Michigan State on Sunday. The game is a top 3 conference matchup and carries heavy seeding implications with just 3 games left in the season. The two teams have faced off 156 times in the past, with Michigan State leading the all-time series 86-69, including a 50-17 edge in games played in East Lansing. Tides have turned for Wisconsin in recent years, having won the last 3 games played at the Breslin Center and 5 of the most 8 recent games overall. Tip-off at Breslin Center is set for 12:30 tomorrow. Senior guard Brennan Rigsby scored a career-high 20 points on 7-for-8 shooting, and his catch-and-shoot 3-pointer with 4.1 seconds left saved Minnesota in a frenetic 67-65 win over Nebraska today. Elsewhere, it was Maryland over Penn State, 68-64 was the final score. Heisman Trophy runner-up Ashton Janti saw the value of running backs tank as his college career started taking off. Then he watched Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry, and Josh Jacobs revive the position last season as he was becoming a household name. The timing couldn't be better for him as he is getting set for a stacked crop of backs at this year's NFL Annual Scouting Combine, which is wrapping up. The NFL Draft comes up later this year in Green Bay. Juju Watkins and Southern California have moved up to a number 1 seed in the women's NCAA tournament in the latest projections of the top teams. The Trojans would be joined by UCLA, Texas, and Notre Dame as the top seeds if the tournament were to begin today. And good news, the Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich took a step forward today in his return from back surgery by playing in a game for the first time since July. Yelich was the designated hitter for the Brewers' 9-4 Cactus League victory over the Texas Rangers. The 2018 NL MVP went 0-for-3 with 2 strikeouts and an RBI. The 33-year-old Yelich last played on July 23rd. He went on the injured list later that month and underwent surgery in August to remove the damaged part of a disc in his spine. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 647-5500.
It's time for an abbreviated version of Backtracking. We'll give you a couple of hits going on tonight and then move it on toward state wrestling in just a few minutes. I'll get underway at the Kohl Center in Madison. Good to have you along on a Saturday, the 1st of March. March coming in like, a little bit like a lamb. A lamb with its fleece on. It's been a little bit chilly, right? Today we kind of remember and kind of relive some of the great tunes of the past. And Roberta Flack passed away this last week. Here's one of her big hits with Donny Hathaway. And remembering Roberta Flack on WRCO, Where's the Love? Big hit with Donny Hathaway. And today, we learned the news that David Johansen, the wiry, gravelly voice singer and the last surviving member of the glam and proto-punk band the New York Dolls, died. He later performed as the pompadoured alter ego Buster Poindexter. He was 75. And had this big hit in 1987. Maybe you can fire up Bill and David as they get ready for wrestling coverage tonight. Yeah. Backtracking, remembering Buster Poindexter. Bill and David getting into it there in press row there at the call center. Hopefully they keep their shirts on. Wrestling action coming up next here on a Saturday.
WRCO Radio is proud to bring you State Wrestling 2025 action. This year's wrestling tournament coverage is sponsored by Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction, House on the Rock Attraction and Resort, Cardinal Glass CG, Meister Log Company, Muscadet Mini Mart, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Ash Creek Plumbing and Heating, Classic Auto Body Ring Brothers, Sunshine and Giggles, Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Chicken Ridge Farms, Riverdale Ag Supply, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Larson Paint and Collision, Brouhaha Roasters, All American Do It Center, Osborne Stump Removal, Lime Ridge Ag Supply, Dairyland Transportation, Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Chet's Feed Seed and Such, Jones Chevrolet, Walsh's Ace, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, and Nelson Agri Center.
The voice you hear in the background is that of River Valley High School graduate Cassie Paulson Bondi. Now a teacher at Stoughton in the Stoughton School District, and she is one of the public address announcers here at the Kohl Center for the state tournament. Came up earlier today. We had a nice visit. Cassie Paulson Bondi from the Spring Green area. David Werman, she made the announcement that this tournament has been completely sold out just a few minutes after we talked about, boy, it doesn't seem like it's full in here.
Across the stadium here, and there's a few empty seats, but it's a nice crowd tonight. And they're all pretty riled up looking for some good matches to go out here, and I think they're going to see it.
This year will be the first year there'll be a state team championship for the girls. And right now it's a three-team battle. Milton, Freedom, and Bonduelle are all within about 3 or 4 points of each other. Milton's in the lead. And the leader on that team is a young lady by the name of Maddie Peach, a defending state champion, who defeated Richland Center junior Madeline Muller in the first round of this tournament. So Maddie Peach right now leading Milton and the team standings for the girls. 510 total years of officiating for the group of officials that are here in this tournament. And we are privileged to work with a number of them over the course of the year, including our own Eric Lukoff, who has spent his time on the radio quite a bit. But once he got into the upper echelon of the WIAA officials, he kind of left us in his wake, you know. Someday after he retires, maybe he'll show up on a more regular basis like Kirk Layer does. Is Jim Ewing of Wyawega. He's got Richland Center ties, Richland Center native. He's announced to the crowd. Lynn Eisenstein of Sparta, one of the officials we see on a regular basis. Mark Farrell, Boscobel High School graduate. And a number of them. Neil Stake, now of Evansville, used to work side by side with his parents up here in the state tournament booth. His parents, Terry and Terry Stake. I could tell them apart.
Yeah. You mentioned all the officials. There's a lot of officials we see throughout the season. They're also keeping score and running the table. So a lot of thanks to those guys for putting in a long weekend, too.
And Mike Nicolotti, we talk about all season long. He's here kind of in a supervisory capacity, although you don't see him officiating the matches themselves.
I guess that he's probably doing the team shape.
Wouldn't be surprised. Well, we've had our parade of champions, and the wrestlers are lined up on the respective mats that they'll be using. There is a championship mat devoted to Division One on our far right. To the near right are the ladies. To the near left, Division Two, and to the far left, Division Three. Even though the mats are numbered 1, 2, 3, and 4, 2 is on 3, 3 is on 4. Sounds like he's on first. And the girls are on 2. And the coaches will all be Natalie attired, especially if there's a girls coach named Natalie. Well, David, there are two teams, only two teams in this entire tournament, for the boys at least, that have more than two state finalists.
Yeah, and they're from our area, aren't they?
They are from our area, the Riverdale Chieftains and the Isla Grande Highland Co-op. Only one of them can have three state champs.
Correct.
Because there is one head-to-head battle between Grant Matthews of Riverdale and Bodie Brockhoff of Isla Grande Highland in what will be the good chance of being the final match of the night.
Yeah, two child programs got a lot to be proud of this weekend. Riverdale coming in with three wrestlers, all three making it to the finals is pretty special.
Junior Grant Matthews, junior Brody Meath, sophomore Lakota Brewer, all going for state titles. Some other wrestlers will be talking about in championship matches tonight. Tyson Imhoff, Jackson Bussey, and Bodie Brockhoff of Isla Grande Highland. Cade Rule and Rowan Carey of Mineral Point. Shane Rashawn and Hawken Peterson of Dodgeville. Tristan Stelt of Fenimore. Blake Peary and Jack Simmons of Prairie du Chien. Aiden Grunenfelder and Lucas Orloff of Pecatonica Argyle. Owen Sethrud of Darlington Blackhawks. Dylan Weigel of Belmont Platteville. Colton Koss of GET Melrose Mindoro. Blake Endrace of Belleville Monticello New Glarus, otherwise known as Sugar River. And three wrestlers from Evansville, Colin Colton Bolig, and three-time state champion Danny Heiser. We've got some great matches. Who have we got for the girls here? The 100-pound weight class will kick for them. Brooke Corrigan of the Pier is the top seed and unbeaten. She goes against Catherine Cook of Freedom. That's the 100 weight class for the girls. At 106 in Division One for the boys, Camden Rugg of Union Grove, whose dad Scott was a one-time state qualifier and place winner for Westby. This is his son, Camden Rugg of Union Grove. He is an unbeaten sophomore. His opponent, sophomore Jack Falk of Pulaski. Division Two at 106 pounds, sophomore Colin Fry of Evansville goes against junior Trennan Holzer of St. Croix Central. And a Division III, Jaden Lenoble of Wyalega Fremont, a sophomore, takes on Regan Roy, a sophomore from Wabino, Leona, Three Lakes. David Werman, take your pick.
All right, we're going to do Division II, which sees Colin Fry of Evansville and Trennan Holzer of St. Croix Central, as they are really not that close, but Evansville is in the same Wisconsin Dell sectional that Christian Center and such are in. So we'll keep an eye on that mat. And Bill will keep his other three eyes on the other three mats.
Thank you very much.
Early in the match here, just 20 seconds into the match, and the takedown is awarded to Trennan Holzer. Trennan is a junior, 32-2, currently 32-2.
I believe when one weight class is finished, they will hold the mats and start the next weight class all at the same time.
Correct. And Colin Fry, a sophomore, is 54-2. Colin is the number one seeded wrestler in this weight class. He's got a 4-3 lead now. Less than a minute to go in this first period. He breaks down his opponent, Holzer. Got him flattened out. His Fry is on the top side, working his wrist underneath, looking for an arm bar, digging out those wrists. We have two officials on the mat. I think Matt's got what they call an AR, an assistant referee, I believe it stands for. supposedly trying to set out to come out for an escape. But Sly is able to follow him right along, stays tight to those hips. Little space between you and the defensive wrestler in this position. Keep those hips tight, his hips down on the mat. There's a warning being called against Holzer. And at the end of the first period, it is a 4-3 lead for Colin Fry with one warning against Trenton Holzer, St. Croix Central.
Camden Rugg of Union Grove has a 3-0 lead in Division One. Make that a 7-0 lead. He is unbeaten on the season, looking for a state title here for Union Grove.
Second period, we start on our feet. Colin Fry gets another takedown. Makes his total now 7-3. Just less than 15 seconds into the period, he's got three more for a takedown. That's a sophomore here taking on the junior. Junior Holzer works up to his feet, but he's returned right away to the mat. Tough time for Holzer to even maintain a base there. Fry is continually flattening him out. Good offensive wrestling on the top side. 7-3. Closing in on a minute to go, and we're going to have a warning against Fry now. Both wrestlers have been warned for stalling now. 4-point lead here for Colin Fry. Holzer tries to do a stand-up. Fry takes him back to the mat. Good tight waist right here.
Brooke Corrigan of DePere leads her match over Catherine Cook of Freedom. It was Catherine's brother that was involved in that Cook-Brotz match earlier in the tournament. And Catherine has made it to the state finals. She trails 9-2. Her brother was sizzling, but I'm not sure that she is right now.
There are 35 seconds to go in the second period. Fry and Holzer, 7-3 lead still for Fry from Evansville. Fry is still tough on top. Goes that cross face. Now he's trying to turn him here. He's going to get some near fall. He's got those shoulders exposed. Got the 3-point near fall coming. 10-3. And we are at the end of the second period as Colin Fry of Evansville is leading this match by 7.
Camden Rugg's lead in Division 1 is now 12-0, the end of the second period there. Brooke Corrigan of DePere leads the girls 100-pound match after two periods, 9-5. And the first points of the match in Division 3 after a delay, a blood problem over there. Regan Roy of Wabena Leona Three Lakes has a 2-0 lead midway through that match. Pat Mahoney has joined us. He's been missing in action, but he has graced us with his presence, and you're welcome to stick around, Pat, and lend some expertise as we go throughout these finals.
Sounds good. I'd love to. We're back to the Colin Fry Holzer match. Holzer took neutral, got a takedown here into the third period. Still 13-4. As Fry was able to get a reversal back on top, minute 15 to go. Remember, both wrestlers have been warned. We got a 9-point lead for Fry. Trying to ride to go. Here's the one more point for Green. Green is Fry as Holzer starts for another stalling. It gets a point added to Fry's total. 14-4 with a 10-point lead at 51 seconds.
Camden Rugg is the state champion with a technical fall in the finals for Union Grove. And, Pat, I'm not sure if you were aware, Kirk Layer told us that Camden Rugg is the son of Scott Rugg, used to wrestle for Westie.
Westie, yeah, that's a Westie name for sure.
Yep.
Sophomore, what a great season for him.
Yep. And it's going to get noisy here. It already has. You can hear the Freedom crowd to our right as Catherine Cook is making a comeback and is trailing now in the third period just 10-8 with 35 seconds left.
Got 51 seconds left in Colin Fry and Trenton Holzer's match. Fry still in the lead. As Fry is going to try to ride him out here. The clock's not running, though, folks. We got some dead time here. They'll have to sort that out. State championship match for the girls in 100 is down to 10 seconds, and it's a 10-9 score. Brooke Corrigan of the Pier leading by one. Catherine Cook of Freedom making a comeback close to the edge of the circle. And the Freedom crowd, of course, wanted a stalling call against Corrigan. Didn't get it. Catherine Cook went for broke, went for a throw. And Corrigan herself got the takedown and will win the match 13-9. Very entertaining match in the 100-pound final for the girls. Brooke Corrigan of the Pier. Completes an unbeaten season with a record of 11-0. So she didn't have a lot of matches, but enough to win a state title. All right, back to this is Division II. They run a few seconds off the hour at 48, still 14-4. Colin Fry is still in the lead. And Trenton Holzer is still in the bottom position. Fry rides him off the edge of the mat here, keeping his foot on, and they do call him out of bounds now.
Boy, Fry, I thought Fry and the Luddite wrestler had a really good match last week in the finals of sectionals. It was touch and go either way, and then I think Brian obviously winning, but what a great match that was.
Evansville's put together a tournament like Riverdale. All three wrestlers in the tournament are in the finals.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Down to 27 seconds here. They're on their feet as Holzer got the escape. Now Holzer's trying to get a takedown. Gets a leg hook. There they're going to award the three. Going to make it 14-8. Now Fry's just trying to hold on here. As he's got just 5 seconds to ride this out. And he is going to be a 14-8 winner.
And the winner,
Colin Fry of Evansville, wins the state title.
Evansville, Colin Fry.
Division III, the last final going, is down to 5 seconds, and a stalemate is called. Both boys on their feet, a 2-1 lead, 4 seconds left, and the lead belongs to Regan Roy of Wabino, Leona Three Lakes, and he will win it 2-1 over Jaden Lenoble of Wyawega Fremont.
Wow, both sophomores, 55-3 and 61-4.
The two of them with 107 season victories after the championship match. Let's take a break. We'll be back with the next weight class here in the finals. This is State Championship Friday on WRCO Sports, or Saturday.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
The 107-pound championship match features Lily Baker of Freedom against Ava Gardner, a senior from Marshfield, who is a defending state champion. That match getting underway, 107 in the girls' division. For the boys, at 113, let's see what we have. It's William DeShemin of Wilmot, the defending state champion, against senior trainer Curtin of Reedsburg. That should be a good one there in Division I.
Division II, Shane Rashawn of Dodgeville, another returning state champ, against another Evansville wrestler, Colton Bolig. He is a freshman. And in Division III, Blake Underwood, unbeaten junior from Marathon, goes against Parker Spearings of Brilliant. He is a sophomore.
Bowling and Rashawn have wrestled the 3 weeks in a row. I think they probably wrestled maybe before that, but Bowling has got the best of him twice, but the last time, Rashawn last week got the fall, actually, and was up 7-0 in the beginning and then actually got the fall. And Rashawn now is with the takedown over Bowling. And what a great match these guys have. And Rashawn, I got to tell you, just my personal opinion is like weathered the storm on this deal because he's gotten beaten twice already, and then beat him last week for the sectional title, you know, and now they're going again. So Bolig is a freshman, 48-3 from Evansville. Rashawn is a sophomore, of course, from Dodgeville, 55-2, and his only two losses, of course, are to Bolig. So
really, yeah. Evansville has yet to lose a match in this tournament. And Dodgeville has yet to lose a match today, as both Rhett Spurley and Nathan Johnson won a couple of matches and through the consolation bracket and captured fifth-place medals earlier today. The fourth Dodger, of course, is Håkon Peterson, and he'll be going for his third state title a bit later on.
Right, so we have the blood time now with, I think, Rashawn. Well, I don't know. One of them's bleeding, but we got a break in the action here. Looking for a fall on the girls, Matt. Not sure who's on top there, though. Yeah. They are calling near fall there, but time runs out.
Yeah, we used to call that a Turk. I don't know what they call it anymore. Again, I mentioned I don't know what the names are, but
yeah.
She had a Turk in and then a crossface and had...
I still call it a Turk.
I know, yeah.
We called it.
Yeah, good. Okay, I'm not that far behind.
No.
That's Ava Gardner of Marshfield, who won a state title a year ago. She is the second seed behind her opponent here, Lily Baker of Freedom. We should have known who was ahead because the Freedom crowd is to our right, and their wrestler was trying to avoid a fall right there. 6-0 lead for Ava Gardner of Marshfield.
Give you a quick update on Mat 1, Division 1. It's a 6-0 lead for William Bissem of Wilmot, as he's wrestling trainer Curtin from the Reesburg area.
So Bowling and Rashawn are back at it. Rashawn's winning 3-1 with the takedown, and then Bowling got an escape. Still the first period. Well, that's the end of the first period, and now we'll go to the second period. Again, just they have an entertaining match. Bowling is very he takes some risks, and you know, most times they work out, and it's very entertaining to watch. So Bowling goes down. He starts down in the second period. Rashawn on top. Of course, Rashawn, returning state champion. And Rashawn's riding. And Bowling had a problem with this last week. He couldn't get away. It was and there's a tilt, you know, so kind of a tilt from their feet. But Rashawn is very tough on top. Of course, my co-coach back in the day, Rod Muller in the corner, Elmer, as they call him, the gray fox.
And look how badly attired they are. Dapper as all get out.
I don't remember him having a suit jacket on when I was coaching. I don't know. But still going at Rashawn, still riding. Bolly's still trying to get away. He's kind of like, Rashawn's got a single leg, and there's the escape. So Bolig gets the escape. 3-2 now. So be on their feet. 1:08 left here in the second period.
I want to get your thoughts on this, Pat Mahoney. There's 8 officials out there, 2 on each mat, and 7 of the 8 officials have the red armband on the left wrist, and one of them has the green one on the left wrist. Is there a reason? Is there a protocol to follow?
I don't know.
Well, there is a protocol.
It's supposed to be the same.
Yeah.
But that's
the red is supposed to be on the left.
Yeah. I don't have an answer. I have no idea, honestly. I thought you were going to talk to me about the second ref, which is a whole different.
The whole second ref is the AR, unless it's Eric Ruthoff, and then it's the ER.
ER, yeah. I have a whole different opinion about that, which I'll save.
center. But I don't know why it sounded different. That's Gus, right? Isn't that Gus? Who's got it on the wrong hand?
Gail.
Yes. Yeah. He's been doing it a long time. He should probably know. It should be on the other way. But
well, to me, the red makes more sense on the right.
Right. Yeah.
Which is what Gail's thinking.
That's right. Oh, we got a big head steal here by Bowling. And right at the end of the period, no points awarded, however. Oh, we got three. No, we did get three takedowns, right? Did he signal three?
Yep. Got the takedown, no back points.
No back points, yeah.
Now that's enough to give Bowling a 5-3 lead after two periods.
I'm telling you, this is they're very entertaining to watch. I think that's Steve Scarta. Isn't that Scarta the referee there? He's a really good ref. He's been around a long time.
Oh, yeah. There was an injury time on the girls' championship match, where it's a 12-0 lead for Ava Gardner. Lily Baker of Freedom was shaken up, but she's back now, and they are also in the third period in that match.
Quick update on Matt 3. We haven't mentioned them yet. Blake Underwood of Marathon with a 5-0 lead over Parker Shearing from Brilliant.
And his dad, Blake Underwood's dad, Craig, was
Craig,
a four-time state champion from Athens.
Yeah. Underwood, that's very common. We got a chin drop going on. That should be back points. Bowling's got a chin drop going on. Old school looking for the pin. He's got Roshan on his back. This could be it. It's very close. Oh, there it is. Tight. The pin for Bowling. Wow. Bowling gets the pin in the state championship over Shane Roshan.
438
for the pin.
Well, nice hug between those two at center circle. Roshan knows what it's like to win a state title as a freshman.
Yep.
And Colton Bowling of Evansville.
And, wow, it's super, again, very entertaining matches. So speaking of Craig Underwood in Athens, I just remember Larry, my coach, back in the day. We would take down release with Athens all the time because they would just do that Peterson roll. They were Granby rollers all the time. And so when I think of Athens, I think of Granby roll.
When I think of Coach Larry Loffrey, of course, spent a lot of time with him, but I remember a seating meeting where he was trying to get a good seed for one of his wrestlers, and he said, his mother makes good chicken soup.
I don't
think that impressed the other coaches in the room.
No, probably not.
Now the final on Division 3, Blake Underwood of Marathon, who we were just talking about, he's our winner with a decision 5-2. And also Division 1 has come to a final. William DeSemin of Wilmot Union is your champion with a score of 14-4 as he defeats Brenda Curtin of Reedsburg.
And the girls' 107-pound match is done as well. Ava Gardner of Marshfield is now a two-time state champion. She's a senior and finishes up with a 14-0 major decision in the finals with the freshman Lily Baker of Freedom. The Evansville wrestling team that brought three wrestlers to state has two state championships already, and the guy they have waiting to wrestle will be going for his fourth later on this evening, Danny Heiser. Your state champions at 113 pounds for the boys in Division One. It's William DeSemin of Wilmot. He is now a two-time state champion. Colton Bowling, a freshman of Evansville, wins in Division Two by pinning a reigning state champ, Shane Roshan of Dodgeville. And in Division Three, it's junior Blake Underwood of Marathon. We will take a break. Be back with more from Madison in just a moment. This is State Tournament Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
That's one talented rooster.
Nope, just ready for fall fun at Chicken Ridge Farm.
You heard him. Chicken Ridge Farm is opening for the fall season in September of 2025. Bring the whole family for fresh air, farm fun, and memories that'll last a lifetime. Chicken Ridge Farms thanks everyone for a great year and looks forward to seeing you this year. Check Facebook for the latest updates and don't miss out. Chicken Ridge Farms wishes all the area student athletes the best.
Riverdale Ag is here to serve your cropping needs. They offer a full line of crop protection products along with dry and liquid fertilizers. Dave and his prompt professional staff offer feed, seed, fertilizer, chemical, grain elevator, and application. Partnering with farmers since 1983, Riverdale Ag Service is Southwest Wisconsin's whole farm supplier. Farmers that are shopping around for fertilizer in these times need to give Riverdale Ag a call for competitive pricing and great service. 739-3103.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance.